Welcome to Reflections and Wonders, revisiting Luke's Gospel, a podcast that's just me wondering off the top of my head about Luke's Gospel for the second time in 3 years. And to make it confusing, I recorded this a month ago as we were approaching Christmas. So now we're looking at the Christmas story in the rearview mirror. But you know what? You can wonder that way too. My name's Norm Seeley, and I am a minister at Jubilee United Church in Toronto, Canada. I've been a minister for over 30 years, and every year my thoughts and wonderings change. So, Monday to Friday, I will be reading my way through Luke, even though I read through Luke in 2021. But the world's changed, and I've changed, and so I expect my wonderings will have changed as well. I don't have notes, and I haven't checked back to what I said 3 years ago, but I am looking forward to hearing what I say now. Or more importantly, what I think God may be saying now. I want to thank Drew Winters for the music and you for joining me. I will do my best to keep my wanderings between 18 and 30 minutes, but every once in a while, we may go a couple of minutes long. And you should know that this is an audio version of a video blog that I have recorded 4 weeks ago. So, if you want to see what I look like when I'm wandering, you can find me on my YouTube channel. Just search Norm Seeley, S-E-L-I. Or even easier, you can find me on the Jubilee United Church website, www.jubileeunited.ca. And if you want to support this and other digital ministries of Jubilee United Church, you can make a donation through canadahelps.org. We are Jubilee United Church in Ontario. So, let's see what Luke has to say this time around. So we're still early on. It's Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Yesterday we heard about the angel Gabriel appearing to Mary and telling Mary that she is to have a son who will be God's son. Also passed on the news that Mary's cousin Elizabeth, who is older and thought to be barren, in fact is pregnant, because nothing's impossible with God. So that's kind of where we were yesterday. And, well, let's see where it takes us today. So here it is, Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the joy of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Leave it there. Let you unpack it. So many things pop into my head. I'm just reading those sentences and then, why does Mary head off to the hill country outside Judea? Who is Elizabeth talking about when she says, "Blessed is she who believed that it would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord"? How does Elizabeth know all of this? What's going on with the child in her womb leaping? Well, I guess I go in order. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste. So she hurried. She hurried to a Judean town in the hill country. So she hurries off to see Elizabeth because the angel, Gabriel, told her that Elizabeth was pregnant. Now, as a kid, as I heard this story, she heard that Elizabeth was pregnant. Of course, off she went to help her, because that's what Mary would do. Mary is that helpful, wonderful person. And that's how we view Mary. And Mary, of course, she's pregnant, but she's going to go off and help her cousin. Yeah, I don't think that's the reason. Now, I'm not saying she wasn't of help to Elizabeth. I'm quite sure she was. But I believe the reason she went right away is because she wanted to see if the angel was real, to see if the angel was telling the truth. I mean, if you've never seen an angel before, how do you know that this is an angel? I don't know. Maybe it's something I ate. Maybe something slipped in my food and I'm hallucinating. Maybe this angel is actually a demon. Maybe this isn't the truth. So many questions. And if I were Mary, I'd want to check. So it seems to me that Mary takes off to find out whether any of this is actually true. And lo and behold, she finds that Elizabeth is pregnant. So it is true. It is real. She didn't just dream the angel or hallucinate. And the angel is not deceiving her. The angel is telling her the truth, because she knows that Elizabeth is too old to have children. She knows of the heartache that Elizabeth and Zechariah have gone through. And yet, here is their every hope, their dream fulfilled. And the impossible is happening right there. So this gives credence to what the angel has said. So for me, this is Mary confirming. And by the way, I think that is why Gabriel tells her that. Angel's not stupid. God's not foolish. The angel says, and by the way, your cousin Elizabeth is pregnant. We heard this yesterday. So that Mary can go and check. So that Mary can believe. And I think that that's significant. It's important. So that Mary can believe. Now, the last line that I read is spoken by Elizabeth. So we'll come back to, like, oh my God, here you are, and child of God within you and all that. But then she says, blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. I don't know whether Elizabeth is speaking about herself or speaking about Mary. I suspect she's speaking about both. I mean, Elizabeth has been pregnant and is now aware of that, obviously. It's been some months. And Zechariah still can't talk. But obviously they're communicating. I mean, you know, Zechariah came back, we heard about this 2 days ago, came back after meeting the angel Gabriel, who told him to have a son, and they would have a son and to name him John. And then the way you read the text, it sounds like Zechariah then went home and proceeded to have marital relations with Elizabeth, thus ending up with her pregnant. All of this was done, though, without his having the power of speech. Now, there are some who say, well, see, Elizabeth's figuring this all out herself because Zechariah can't talk. Well, there are ways to communicate that aren't talking. And it seems clear to me that Zechariah has communicated with Elizabeth and has shared the vision of the angel, whether he's, you know, scribbling on a chalkboard, drawing in the sand, doing charades, I don't know. But they are communicating enough that they, that Elizabeth's pregnant and that they're doing this together. So Elizabeth's not in this alone, but Elizabeth is believing. Elizabeth is trusting in the mute communication from her husband of a vision that he's had, to which there is no comparison, no analogy. How do you describe to somebody something that's never happened before? It's pretty difficult. And also to do that without the power of speech, which was, you know, the primary tool for communication for Zechariah and Elizabeth up to this point. So Elizabeth has had to have some trust in all of this. Now, being pregnant would have, like, oh my gosh, this couldn't happen, but it has happened, finally happened. And it is like Zechariah communicated, however that was done. So her faith increases, her belief deepens with each day that this is abundantly true. So I think Elizabeth is talking about herself, but she's also talking about Mary, because Mary, I do believe Mary has come to confirm that the angel wasn't a dream. and that the angel's not misleading her. However, she is willing to trust because she has made the trip to the hill country outside of Judea, right? So, I mean the hill country, yeah, made it to a Judean town in the hill country. It's slightly different, but anyway, she's made the trip. She didn't have to. If she didn't believe the angel at all, then she wouldn't do it. I don't know whether it's just me today or what it is, but it seems to me that more and more people choose to be cynical first. Cynicism is the way to go. Cynicism is funny. Cynicism says, this is probably not going to happen. Yeah, maybe I'll look, but yeah, it's not happening. We are cynical, and with reason. We have been disappointed, and we have been hurt. We have been lied to. So many things have gone straight. Now, with artificial intelligence, you don't know what to trust. So it just seems wiser and safer to be cynical. Because I am of the firm belief that for most people in my society, most people, you know, where I live, who live as I do, the worst sin that you can commit is to look stupid. We will avoid looking stupid at all costs. Not want to be a fool. So I'm not likely to believe in something that's fantastic. Nah, I'm going to be cynical and go, yeah, yeah. Too good to be true? Yeah, there's a reason for that. And I will sit in my smug cynicism and not be made a fool of. If it turns out to be true, it's an easy transition for me. And I don't look foolish. I just say, well, if you told me that, then I would have believed that earlier. But yeah, you didn't give me all the evidence. That's all. So I don't look foolish. It looks like that the world didn't tell me enough, or you didn't, right? So I think that we like to be cynical. Keeps us safe. We risk less. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. Blessed is she who believed that there would be, which is to say, Elizabeth and Mary are not cynical. Mary, I can see, for me, the evidence is there. Mary is checking all of this out. She's not just blindly accepting it. Oh, it must be like that. No. She's checking this out for herself. She is doing her due diligence. But she is doing it with the expectation that it will be fulfilled. She is doing it optimistically, not cynically. She's doing it full of hope. Could it really be that the child of God is within me? Imagine, oh my God, wow. Instead of, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. That's ridiculous. Yeah, I'll go and check to see, but it's not happening. No, Mary has invested herself emotionally and physically before knowing fully. She is, I suppose the precursor to believing is a willingness to believe. Precursor to faith is a desire to have faith. If you don't see the value in it, then you're not going to pursue it. Mary is faithful. Mary believes, but she is going to have greater faith, and she is going to believe even more as she investigates. But she is going expecting to have her vision fulfilled, right? She's expecting fulfillment, not smug, cynical disappointment. Yeah, it would never happen. That's not it. And so I think for me, there is an opportunity to wonder about how often I am optimistic. Still doing my due diligence, but going in assuming it's going to work. And how often I go in going, like, this is not going to work, but it's my job. I'll do it. It's not going to work, but I promised you I'd give it a shot. So here we go. Let's give it a shot. And what difference that makes. You've heard me say pretty much at the end of every one of these, for me, blessed means that God sees you, that God is present. And when you're aware of that blessing, it means that you are also seeing God's presence. Well, it is Mary's rejection of cynicism and her embracing optimism. It is Elizabeth embracing also her optimism, to me anyway, that leads to the line that Elizabeth speaks, blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment. So they are blessed in their hope, in their optimism, they are blessed, which is to say, God is present with them. And not only is God present with them, but God moves through them into the world. That's what it is to be blessed, that you are in the presence of God and others can see that presence. Others can see God in you, in your time and place, in whatever is going on. And I think that as we dare to hope, as we look for the fulfillment of our faith and our best visions, as we do that, we begin to be more and more aware of God's presence around us. I'm not saying that this wouldn't have happened if Mary wouldn't have believed, but it is Mary's belief and willingness to believe that made her say yes to the angel, I think. That's how I see it anyway. And it is Mary's belief and her willingness to believe even further that reveals the blessing in her, which is to say, reveals that God is present with her, and that God's presence, God's love is revealed through her and what she does through her son. Through Jesus. That's what it means to be blessed. But I think that we are far more aware of it when we are not cynical. Does that make any sense to you? Makes sense to me. The other little piece that made me wonder about this sort of is in the middle. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me?" So my question is, did Elizabeth know this 5 minutes before Mary arrived? Right? I mean, Mary is on her way. Is Elizabeth expecting her? Text doesn't suggest that. Does Elizabeth know that in Mary's womb is Jesus, who will be called the Son of God, who will reveal God in the world? Does Elizabeth know that 5 minutes before Mary arrives? And I don't think she does. Because it's that line, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. So Mary arrives and she feels, and Elizabeth feels her baby kick, or actually says leapt, so dramatically so. And then it says she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now she sees and understands, and it all comes together in a revelation. And I think that Paul would appreciate. Paul was always big on revelation. You can reason stuff out all you want, but it's the revelation that really, really shows you God. Right? And I think the child leaping in her womb is that moment when God really begins to show her what's happening. So now she knows. Blessed are you among women. Blessed, remember, God is revealed in you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Does she know Mary was pregnant before that? How would she know? There's no telegraph. It says that Mary went with haste to the hill country. So Mary didn't dilly-dally. She went right away. So it's not like Elizabeth received a message in advance. And who would know that Mary was pregnant at this point? I mean, just happened. So I don't know that Mary is showing any signs of pregnancy at this point. She's still going to confirm and see if it's real. But Elizabeth knows. And I like that. Because I'll be honest, from time to time, I know things. From time to time, there'll be a moment where you just go like, oh, right, there it is. God's love. I didn't sit in the moment reasoning it out, going, well, I feel this way and that's happening. This is God's love. It's not that. It just hits you. There are moments of insight, of recognizing God in the world, not necessarily because I'm investigating, but just, oh, it hits me. Sometimes it's the middle of a piece of music, because music sort of opens up my heart and my mind, my imagination, in such a way that I'm sometimes a little more open to recognizing God's presence. But the thing is, I can sit down with all of my scripture and my books and my theology, and I can wonder and I can meditate on my own and come to figure out how God moves in the world. But every now and again, without figuring it, it just hits me and I suddenly see how God is moving in the world. I'll see these people together and watch what's happening between them, and I go, oh my God, there it is. There's God in the world. There it is. And all I can do is point to it. I can't explain it to you. All I can do is point to it. See, and that's what I think has happened to Elizabeth. She hasn't reasoned this out. She hasn't thought, well, you know, we're cousins, so this might actually be a really neat dynamic where we can relate my son, who ultimately, of course, is going to go and invite people to be baptized for the forgiveness of sin, or for the releasing of sins. No, she doesn't do any of that. Mary arrives and says, hey, cuz, and the child leaps, and she gets it. It just hits her. And all she can really do at this point is point to it. There it is. Oh, my God, you're pregnant. You're going to have the Son of God. Oh, my God. You're not doubting at all. You're investigating and growing in your faith. Like me, look at us. Oh, this is how it works. See, that's the revelation. And all she's doing is pointing to it. She's not explaining it. She's not preaching it. Not that there's anything wrong with preaching. Big fan. But she's just pointing to it. And sometimes I think that is what we as people of faith can do. Is just point to it. Recognize those moments of revelation, those moments it's like, oh my God, this all suddenly makes sense to me. I see how this all fits together. I see what God's doing here. And then point to it. Just to say, this is what I think God's doing here. And yes, there'll be someone who will cynically say, well, it can't really be that, because if you think about it, da-da-da-da-da, and it's this and it's that, and they'll give you all sorts of explanations, and they'll science it out. I'm not anti-science in any way, shape, or form, by the way. But they will give you their version that just says, no, what you're thinking is, and that's fine. There's no need to argue. You don't have to. You just point. Because every now and again, someone's going to see it and hear it and take it in their own time and make sense of it themselves. And that's the key to faith, isn't it? Right? It's making sense of things ourselves. So you don't need to try to make sense of your faith to me. Just every now and again, point at it. This is what I believe. This is what I feel when I see that. This is what I feel is going on. There's where I see God. Here's how I can convey God's love. And just to point at it. And then let those with ears to hear, hear. Those with eyes to see, let them see, but let them do it on their terms. You can't argue faith for me. But you can point it out. That to me is what Elizabeth is doing. And she's doing that because she's filled with the Holy Spirit, which to me means she didn't know it 5 minutes before. But in that moment, she gets it. And I think you and I have those moments as well, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, whether we call it that or not. But there are moments like, oh my God, I see the world differently now. I see what God is doing in the world. And rather than try to explain it to you, all I'm going to do is point to it. There it is. Well, I think I'm going to leave that with you now. Leave that for you for the weekend. Spend a little bit of time this weekend. Next week's Christmas. Oh my goodness, we're getting so close. Well, no, next week's Christmas, the one after that. Never mind, you know what I'm saying. Very exciting. I actually should also probably tell you that I think that right after Christmas and even the first week of January, I think I may take a break from my meditations and spend a little more family time and not get up in the morning, at least not jump up readily. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. I'm just talking out loud, thinking out loud. But anyway, for the moment, you know what? Let me just offer a prayer as we wrap up today, and then we'll see what happens next week. For now, let us pray. Loving God, thank you. Thank you for those moments when we don't need to be cynical, but we dare to hope. Thank you for the way that you are revealed in our hope. Thank you for the ways that you are shared when we dare to hope. And thank you for the way that your word has emerged today as we wonder. As we wonder hopefully. God, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That is enough for me today. You can tell I'm starting to ramble. Anyway, have a fabulous weekend, please. And come back on Monday. Yeah, I'm still going on Monday. I am going to take a break, but not next week. No. I'm around. So I'll see you on Monday, and we'll continue with the story and see where it takes us. But until I get to see you, God bless you. Please know that God sees you, knows you, and loves you. You, too, are blessed among people. You are blessed as you reveal God into the world. And that really does happen. You matter. So God bless you. We'll see you Monday.